Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman. Daily Planets, Thursday, 10 July, 2025. Sun, Gemini, ruled by Mercury. Planets are saying, okay. There's a full moon, and upcoming events and developments are intended to help you solidify your grasp on assorted situations. For the record, the best way to capitalize is by not being so wedded to already established, albeit not winning any awards for efficiency setups, that you lack the clarity and flexibility to recognize you are being blessed, not cursed, and can pick up the ball and run with or accept it. Meanwhile, any shifts in the program that unexpectedly emerge during the next week should be interpreted as yet another invitation to plans and initiatives instead of as a challenge to hang your life, even so far as to publicly announce that you, figuratively, possibly literally, have every intention of going down with the ship. So be especially discerning and patient, especially if some well-meaning types come along promoting schemes that show a serious disassociation with the reality of your situation, and redefine time-consuming, overcomplicated, and marginally profitable to boot. Also, endeavor to stay detached. There is no point engaging, especially if, as is more than likely, someone is simply trying to gauge your opinion or reaction. Signs chiefly affected: Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Capricorn, their friends. And if you were born on this day, as a general policy, try to stay out of debates with colleagues, associates, partners, etc. Why? They may be so devoted to shifting responsibilities or assigning blame, and they're good, that by the time they're done, you could actually begin to believe that, for example, if not for your action or lack thereof, the situation under discussion would have turned out more to their liking. Which, by the way, is not so.
Okay, tomorrow, Daily Planets.
The Daily Planets, written by Jill Goodman. Produced at the facilities of WHDD FM 91.9, RobinHoodRadio.com, Sharon, Connecticut.